brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely island nation of Sri Lanka amidst a closing number of drive times that we'll probably be doing from here. What has been an interesting season and an interesting time and an interesting window of, you know, the seasons that God takes us through. And you know, God, He custom builds each person's life according to what it is that is necessary for that individual soul to be made what it is that God intended for that soul to be. Because you know, you and I are being transformed moment by moment, day by day, into the image and the likeness of Christ Jesus. We are being, but yet you still keep that which makes you unique. So you're not being made into a robot. You're not being made into a clone. You're being transformed into the very, that spirit that's within Him that raised Jesus from the dead is growing and filling and flowing through you, but also in the unique way that God has made you. Because you have individual design, and some of you are incredibly artistic. Some of you are, you know, have incredible gifts of deduction or administration or management. Some of you are very musical. Some of you are a combination of all sorts of things. I mean, whatever it is, you know, God has made each person, each soul, unique and blessed. And the thing is that what you want is you want those gifts, those talents, that calling that God has put in you to be equipped by His and empowered by His Spirit, and then for it to go forth. Because then when it goes forth, it makes a huge difference in the lives of those around you. And that is, you know, what God desires to use. He desires to use those gifts that He's put in you as they've been turned over to Him. And that's where that connection between your free will decision and God's plan and purpose comes to bear. And you want that. You want your free will to be aligned with His will and desire and plan. That's when things get really, really cool. Because when you do that, it unlocks something. It releases that power of God in and through all of the things that you would put your hands to. Whereas if your will is not aligned with His, what ends up happening is that power is restricted, and basically you get left with human effort, which can accomplish a little bit, but not really that much. And certainly not much in the day and age that we live in right now, where you need the power of God to be able to cut through. And then the other power that flows into people's efforts is that which is demonically charged, or that which is from the side of the enemy or the devil. And that spirit being laced into people's work, it is charged. Oh my gosh, yeah, there's a strong charge to that work. But that power that draws in those cases, it draws those that are perishing, and it just takes people into further and deeper bondage. So, you know, it is interesting too, because there is, when you want truth, you gravitate to people that want that as well. When you are satisfied with the lie, you find people that will validate the lie that you're looking for. And that's why too, you know, so often we know that there's going to be a lot of people that are out there. Many false Christs have gone into the world. Many false prophets are running around, the spirit of Antichrist, that are out there preaching all kinds of things, but by and large appealing to that flesh fallen nature that's in man, that's at enmity with God, enmity with the truth of the Word. And it seeks to, you know, tickle people's flesh. It seeks to feed into their carnal mindset and just say, yeah, you can have all this plus God too. And you know, that's a dangerous thing, because, you know, when Jesus was walking on the earth, it was all or nothing with Him. If you wanted to hear His word after He passed through, so, you know, people would have the first encounter with Christ, and then you know, he would say to them, come and follow me. And if they really, I believe that the reason that Jesus had a transitory ministry, the reason that he had a translocal ministry, the reason that he was on the road, was because if somebody wanted to hear his word and his truth continuously, they had to go on the road too. And if they had to go on the road too, that means they have to leave everything that they knew, their safety net, all of it, to follow him. And in doing that, to follow him, they had to basically say, all right, what's going on with Jesus is more important than anything and everything else that I've got. I've got nothing else that is as important to me as this word of truth that stands in front of me right now. So I will follow this, and I will figure out later how I'm going to eat. I'll figure out later, you know, how I'm going to make it. I'll figure out later how I'm going to work things with the business or whatever it is that I got, how I'm going to bury my father, how I'm going to, you know, whatever it may be. They're like, I'll figure that out later, but the most important thing for me right now is this word of truth that's in front of me. This Jesus that's here, this is it. And like the disciples said, you know, where else, Lord, are we going to go? You've got the words of eternal life. You know, when people left him because he gave them a hard teaching. Now, Jesus was not seeker friendly, all right? Jesus was not. The words that he preached, a lot of times people went away. You know, people showed up because he was the hottest thing in town. People showed up because when Jesus spoke, things changed. When he went to heal people, people were healed. People loved that. They came to listen to all of that. They wanted that. They wanted to see the signs and the wonders. Even nowadays, if you have miracles going on in your work, people show up for that. They will come. But when they heard the word that cuts, when they heard the word that divides soul and spirit, bone and marrow, when they heard that word, it challenged them to the core of who they were. And a lot of people said, you know, who can take this? This is a tough teaching. Lord, we got to go. We can't sit here and listen to this. They wanted the miracles, but they didn't want the true Jesus. They wanted the benefits, but they didn't want the word. And he and his word are one. Just as we are one in his word. He and his word are one. So, you know, that's the thing. Like, a lot of people, they want the benefits of Christ, but they don't want Christ. They want the benefits, but they don't want him. And if you're going to have the real thing, you're going to want to examine your heart and allow for all of it. You know, this is not a buffet. The walk of faith in Christ Jesus is not a buffet. It is a 7-course meal, and you will eat every bite, and you will eat the entire thing, and you will not skip a course. You will have the whole thing according to what God lays out on his recipe and his plan for your life. A lot of people want to treat their faith like a buffet. Okay, I'll have a little bit of this, I'll have a little bit of that, I'll just a little piece over here, and yeah, it's all good, and then maybe a little dessert. No, it's not that. It is a banquet, but it is a 7-course meal, and the whole thing is laid before you, and you must have it all. You must take all of what God has, the good that he pours out, and the difficult things as well. That tough teaching that's there, you need to take that too. Because that is also in part your victory. That's in part what you need, so that you can actually have the authentic experience that God intended for you. But yeah, Jesus, he drew a line. And a lot of people, because of that which he would say, that which he'd preach, they would leave him. You know, it's funny for us. You know, we opened up a Facebook page for Faith Mix. And you know, it's funny. I mean, yeah, there's a ton of people that like us out there. But you know, it's funny to me, because I get to see these stats, is how many people unlike our page all the time. And there's been so many people that have unliked us. I mean, I think Yeah, right now I think there's like over 90,000 people that like us on there, which is cool. But how many people have unliked us? And it's funny because, you know, the thing is too, it's because of the word. It's because of the word we preach. I bet you if we had to have a competition against other pages that are out there, that we would probably win in the unlike category. The number of people that have liked us and then not liked us. Because, you know, that word cuts. That truth is difficult. We've had people write us that have asked us to take stuff down. We've had people write us that have wanted to try to have an argument about different things, not even based on stuff. We've even had people write us, they say, I don't like this. We're like, okay, why don't you like it? I don't know. They can't even tell you why they don't like it. They just don't. You know why? Here's the thing. There is a spirit behind every... Look, we are spiritually animated beings. All right? You have your spirit and your soul going on inside your physical body. You are a spiritual being. And there is a spiritual motivation behind that which you do. There's a spiritual motivation behind the life that you live. There's a spiritual motivation behind who you are. And when that spirit encounters those things that are like it, you feel a camaraderie. You feel something that's nice. And when you encounter something that's not like it, you have a difficult time with it. Just like for us, when we encounter that which is of the enemy, that which is of the dark side, when we encounter that which is a demonic work, you know, that which is within us, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of light and truth, we have a reaction. We feel it. We experience something. We're like, wow, this is not of God. Okay, got it. Now I feel this. And it causes us to react and respond a certain way. Okay, all right. I'm back. Had to stop the audio for a little bit. I had to go take care of something. But I'm back. Don't know where we were at when we were talking last. But God always has a way of picking us back up somewhere. Knowing what it is that you and I both need, and whatever it is that we do. When the word goes forth, it always is... the desire is to do it in line with what He intends, so that things are not coming forward from our flesh, but from His Spirit. And now, how does that happen? How does the Word come forward from His Spirit through vessels like us? Well, one thing is, you and I get broken. We get broken pretty harshly, and that is part of the way by which His Spirit flows through us, is God flows through broken vessels. You know, there's a good book, if you get a chance to read, I can recommend, is Watchman Nee, The Release of the Spirit. And, you know, he talks about that inside that book, of how, you know, there's a way that, and most people go through, at some point, a very strong breaking experience by which the Spirit of God is released in and through them. You know, I look back on my own life and I've seen that, you know, that that when you're called and you're marked for God, He crushes you. I'm just being real with you guys so that, you know, this shouldn't be a surprise to you. When you're called and marked by God, He crushes you. The ultimate example is Jesus Christ. In the book of Isaiah, it says that it was the Lord's will to crush His own Son. Now, how does that work? Does that sound like fun? No, it's not. But this is part of God's method, God's way. And you know, the thing is too, is one thing that I've found is that the very places that we are broken is the very places that God oftentimes uses us to minister unto others, to help other people, to touch the lives of other people in the very places where you and I are broken and hurt and destroyed. God takes those very things and turns them around and uses them to help and to bless other people. And would we choose it? No. We wouldn't choose the experiences themselves. We wouldn't choose the breaking itself. We wouldn't choose any of it. But once you've gone through it, and you've gone through it God's way, He takes it and turns it around and uses, as it says in Romans 8:28, God causes all things to work together for the good of the called according to His purpose. You know, He does. It's a mystery. You know, and you know something I've had to do in my life? There have been times where, and I'm being real with you, where I have gone before God with some really crap situations that life has had me in. And in the middle of those crap situations that I've been in, I've gone before God and I've said, Lord God, all right, here it is. This is the situation that I'm in right now. And You told me in Your word, Lord, that You cause all things to work together for the good of the called according to Your purpose. I am part of that. I am part of that. Hey, you listen to me. You are part of that. You are part of the call according to His purpose. If you can stomach these messages, if you can actually listen to what God sends through me, you are part of the call, okay? If you weren't, you would have switched this off. You would have switched this off a long time ago and sent us one of those mails that we usually get, all right? You would have switched this off a long time ago if you were not part of the call. And I have gone before the Lord with those situations in life. And I have put it before Him and I've said, Lord God, You said it in Your word. And I have taken You at Your word. I have believed Your promises. I have launched my life out on You. I put everything into this, Lord God. I didn't withhold anything. You told me to come follow You. That's what I did. So in coming and following You, You said that You would work these things out for the good of the called according to Your purpose. All right? So I'm trusting You in that. Here's this situation. And I put it before Him. I've done that. I've done that a number of times in life. Sometimes subtly, sometimes as blatant and as strong as that. And you know what? I can testify today that every time that I've done that, God's hand has been at work. And I have seen it in time to come. Sometimes it took a little while. Sometimes it may have been a couple of years. But I've looked and I've seen how God has taken those things and He has caused them to work together for the good of the called, who I am definitely a part of and whom you are part of. And He has done that. And you know, when you look back at the stuff that you go through, when you go look back, you know, I gotta just talk in the vernacular. When you look back at the shit you go through, you will see God's hand pulling you out and pulling you through and taking you out of all of that. When you look back, you will see God's hand at work in your life. There will be many that have stood up to try to crush you. There will be many that have stood up to try to destroy you, to discourage you. They have worked for the devil. They have bought into his thing. They have drunk the Kool-Aid, and they're part of that. And in the middle of all of that, they have tried to destroy you, just tried to destroy the work of God in you, and you are still here. Praise God, you are still here. You are a walking miracle. You know what? You need to start praising God again. You need to start praising God again. In the midst of whatever it is that you are going through, you need to start praising God again. That means sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing to Him. You know, sometimes you can't even move. And even when you can't even move, you can groan in the Spirit. Do you know that? Do you know that you can groan in the Spirit? Sometimes you can't even say a word. You can't even pray because you are so miserable. But you can even groan. You can even grunt. And God hears that prayer. It is a prayer. It is a prayer. To groan in the Spirit is a prayer. Yes. You know, there have been times in my life where I have not been able to pray, and the only word that I could even get out was Jesus. You know, when you say the name Jesus, things change. When you say the name Jesus, there's power in that name. Even as I say that name right now, Jesus, that name has power. It has power in your life. The devil knows that name. The devil knows that he has to bow and move out of the way when that name is spoken, because that name is above his. That name is above everything that he's got. That name triumphed over him. That name triumphed over all of his works, every demon that he had in hell. All of it combined together couldn't stand up to Jesus for a moment. The victory was won at the cross. And all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto him. And at the name of Jesus, every knee bows, every tongue confesses, everything changes in Jesus' name. Your life changes in Jesus' name. He is the great physician. And the prescription for your soul right now is praise him. Sing praises unto him. Praise him with your heart. Especially when you don't feel like it. Especially when you don't feel like it. Hello. I know I'm talking to you. Especially when you don't feel like it. That's when you got to praise him. All the more. All the more. Do what it is that your body and your mind does not want to do, but your spirit knows. Do that. Do what it is that would confuse the enemy. You know what? The enemy expects you to praise God and thank God when everything's going well. And then when things go bad, he expects you to curse God and die. Because that's the way that he works. Everybody that's on the enemy's side, when things are going good, they're each other's friends. And when things start going a little bit bad, they curse each other, bite and devour each other, every man and woman for themselves. But a child of God is different. A child of God has a greater hope. A child of God is wired differently in this world. We don't go for what the world goes for. The power, the money, the fame, all that stuff, it means nothing to us. Because we found something greater. We found something more valuable. We've found something better. We've found something that fulfills to the very core of who we are. To the very depth of our being, we found something that works. And we've given ourselves over completely to that work of the living God inside of us. For his will to be done. For his kingdom to come. And because of that, we've also found the secret of life and dealing with all things. Your prescription today, praise him. When you praise God in the midst of a difficult situation, things change. Your perspective changes. The presence of God, God inhabits the praises of his people. God comes down. God comes down into your situation when you praise him. The heavens split. And God is right there. And say the name. Say the name. Say, Jesus bless you. Clarify when you're talking about God bless you. Jesus. It is the name. And it is the name that changes your situation. And in Jesus' name, I pray God undertakes for every situation you're struggling with right now in life. And in Jesus' name, I bless you. And with that, God bless you. Jesus Christ bless you abundantly. Beyond whatever you can imagine or think, may you live an abundant life. And in Jesus' name, we bless you. And with that, God bless you. Jesus bless you. Drop us an email. Faithmix@gmail.com. You can also write us through our Facebook page. Just search for Faithmix, one word, you will find us. Keep on keeping on. We love you. We'll catch up with you sometime really soon. Write us. Talk to you later. Bye.